When you're traveling overseas, one good way to roam a little farther from the regular old tourist attractions is to rent a car. But as KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley tells Ed Ronco in this week's Going Places, renting a car in a foreign country can be complicated.
So, Ed, I thought I was so smart. I did my research ahead of time. I went to Hotwire.com. I found this great rental car for $14.99 a day. And I thought, oh, this is going to be sweet. I get to the counter and the woman says to me, "Do you have insurance?" And I said, "Well, no, through my credit card, I have insurance." She said, "No, you have to have, it's mandatory here in Mexico. You have to have insurance." So that slapped on another $30 a day. Then there was taxes and VAT charges. So my $14.99 rental car turned out to be about $43 a day.
All right. So a cautionary tale. How do we avoid that ourselves?
Well, I would contact your credit card company, whether it's American Express, Visa, or MasterCard, and contact the benefits section of the credit card and find out if they provide rental car insurance, that means collision damage, that type of insurance, while you're overseas. I know for a fact that there's two countries, possibly three or more, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Italy, where it's mandatory in-country to purchase their insurance. So even if you have insurance through another source, you may have to purchase the insurance in-country anyway. And what I just found out today is they will email you proof that you have travel insurance. I just did this just for an exercise. And I, sure enough, from Visa, I received an email that says that to whom it may concern, Matthew Brumley has been insured by us for this amount. And she said that bring that with you. So that's really handy. One of the things when picking up a rental car, what I try to do always is never, ever pick it up in the inner city. So if I'm in Rome or I'm in Paris, I'm going to try not to pick it up in the Paris city center. I'd much rather pick it up at the airport because the airports are always located outside of town. It makes getting on the road so much easier than actually starting in the heart of some major city.
My mom went to the UK with some teacher friends of hers when she first started teaching back in the 70s, and they were so bad at driving and got honked at so much that they finally put a sign in the back window that said, "Danger, American driver." And they had no trouble after that. Do you find that people, Americans who travel abroad, especially to places where they might drive on the other side of the road or where the rules of the road are different, have those kinds of problems, or is it a pretty quick adjustment?
I think for the most part, it's a pretty quick adjustment, unless you're driving on the left-hand side. I mean, if you're in Australia or India or Ireland or England, I mean, that's kind of tough. That takes at least it takes me a couple hours to get used to, and it's pretty scary for the first few hours.
There's some brain physics that kind of need
there
to change.
There is, and every car that comes at you, you are sure that they crossed over the line and they're coming right at you. And one of the things that I do is I always, when they ask me if I would like to rent the Garmin or the TomTom, I always say yes. It's usually $10 a day.
These are the GPS devices.
Yeah, because if you're going to use your GPS overseas on your iPhone, it's going to cost you a bloody fortune.
And there are places where you can get lost fairly quickly in cities and towns where not a lot of people speak English, and it might be hard to ask for help to get back if you don't speak the native language.
And I remember driving for hours within a block of a hotel in Milan, but there were so many one ways, I just couldn't get to it. It was driving me crazy because I would see it go by my left, then I'd see the hotel go by on my right, but I could not get to it.
This is how I feel every time I try to go to the Pink Elephant car wash on Denny. I just drive around and around.
Well, you need to get yourself a Garmin or a TomTom then, Ed.
All right, fair enough. Matthew Brumley, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week to talk about travel, in this case, driving overseas. If you've put a sign in your back window that says "Danger, American drivers," or you have another good story you want to tell us about being behind the wheel and out of the country, give us a shout at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.